classic one from Anderson Park, Heart Don't Stand a Chance, taken from 2016 album Malibu.
Ooh, champagne. His backing band though, something else, right? Free Nationals. Yeah. They're putting out their own music as well.
Without Anderson Park, but it features Anderson Park in one of the songs, technically still the same.
Cross collaboration. You're locked into the Pulse, where we bring you the latest indie music world and fresh new music. The latest news coming out from this Asian region, exciting news especially for aspiring artists from Southeast Asia, is a joint venture between Air Asia Group and Universal Music Group. It was revealed on 6th of September. Their latest baby is called Red Records, and they really have first signing for the label, 19-year-old Thai pop sensation Janine Weigel.
She's quite Weigel. Huge on YouTube. From what we've seen, she has more than 3 million subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah, one video in particular is 135 million or something. So she's really up there. Asia in particular is looking to be more than just an airline. They recently opened the restaurant Santan
in
Mid Valley, where they sell onboard food. Although flutes would be great. They also are moving into hotels with Tune Hotels, holidays, activities, online shopping, and now Red Records, the company that aims Asia. They aim to be a lifestyle brand.
But with this record label, I guess Tony Fernandez is going back to his roots.
Going back to his roots, indeed. It's a label that aims to develop A-pop, Asian pop, acts in not just in APAC, but also globally. You know, when you hear of Asian music, especially in the West, you immediately think of K-pop, think of J-pop, right? It's pretty much become the Asian sound over the last decade, although China really is getting into the game as well. So it's really nice to have, I guess, a label catered to talents from the Southeast Asian region.
Yeah.
Red Room, they'll be operating out of KL and LA. And in addition to artist development and A&R, the label will provide distribution, marketing, as well as management and agency services. So it's very interesting for a new record label like this getting to, I guess, uncharted territory. Mm. I would consider them kind of major, right? Only because of Asia. To find out more about this label and its mission, I spoke to Hassan Chowdhury. He's the head of music for the Air Asia Group and also CEO of the newly formed Red Records. And we started a conversation with how the collaboration with UMG came about.
Yeah, the collaboration came about from a conversation between Sir Lucian Grange and Tony Fernandez when they were in Los Angeles for the Grammy Awards. And they talked about their companies and what they did and how they worked and how they operated. And then the idea, I think, came from Sir Lucian and said, we should do something here. You know, what you guys do down there and what we can do, if we put our resources together, we could create something special. And that was the idea of the label. And Tony came back to me and told me, he said, look for a name. We're going to start a label. We're going back into the business. And I found Red Records. And that's the start of the negotiation and the partnership, which came into fruition on the 6th of December.
Red Records was set up specifically to develop A-pop, Asian pop acts, not just in APAC, but also globally. Why do you think A-pop today doesn't get attraction on a global stage?
Yeah, I think that the world is fully digital now. And I think, you know, years gone by, there is many restrictions in terms of media acceptance from different music from around the world. And of course, distribution. When it was physical, it was very hard to get, you know, physical music into, you know, local record stores. But that's all gone now. It's all changed. The barriers are down. The world is one place. The world is one culture. And, you know, we at Air Asia certainly promote that. And I know Universal do as well. So, you know, for us, we believe that there is so much talent here. I was born in the UK, but I'm half Asian myself, so I'm very, very proud to be leading the charge. But there is so much talent down here. Obviously, K-pop is doing fabulously well, and congratulations to all of the acts that bring so much success and recognition for Korea. And of course, there was J-pop as well. And, you know, and the UK, the Europe and the Americans have often, they've been successful for years in what they were doing on an international scale. And that's what we want to do. We want to grow the talent here, nurture this talent, and we want to take it global, and there's no reason why we shouldn't. And you know, the talent here just needs the opportunity, and it needs to be heard, and that's what we'll aim to do with you, using both Universal and Air Asia's wonderful marketing resources to do that and amplify it, literally, not just here in Asia but around the world. That would be the goal.
Talking a bit, you touched a bit about a digital age these days, right? So I want to talk a bit about scouting and A&R, where the internet has made it a lot easier to find undiscovered gems. What are Rit Records' plans in not just scouting, but developing new artists?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, the days of hanging around a club at night just on the band on at 12 o'clock, don't get me wrong, that still happens. But the digital world and being able to access music anytime, to put it in front of people immediately to try and get their attention, that's the new way of A&R. And it means everyone's an A&R person, effectively, because we will listen to anyone of the, for example, there's 25,000 staff at AirAsia. You know, everyone's got an opportunity to bring something to me or send me files of things that they think we should be listening to. We're open, and obviously there'll be a selection process. And of course, we think there's the right fit. We'll try and make those dreams come true. As Tony always says, dare to dream. So we will try that. And as I said, it's not about just signing the act, as you quite rightly said. It's about development, artist development. I think there's a lot of experience in the company in terms of marketing, and certainly from the music industry, which I was in a long time, over three record companies. So artist development is going to be key. And obviously, once again, going back to the resources that we have here, close at hand, we should hopefully make that artist development a lot easier than it was in the earlier days. That's what we're going to.
Can you just elaborate a little bit on that? How will artists signed under Rit Records benefit from AirAsia's huge ASEAN network?
Yeah, it's purely we have this data, we have this marketing reach, and as I said, we're flying to over 150 destinations. You know, we have a huge database, and we also have AirAsia.com now, which is 3.5 billion people visit that a year. And it's being able to talk to our customers and message them, and that's going to be crucial. And also we can do, for us, it's not just about a digital message. We will be able to physically market our artists. I mean, there's all sorts of things which I don't want to give away, some amazing ideas that we're going to throw into the marketing mix once we have Janine ready to go. I don't want to give away too much, but already some incredible ideas that nobody could do. Other than if you were an airline, nobody could do what they were doing. So we're really excited because I think it's going to allow us to be creative with our artists, creative with our music. And we want to get out to as many people. We message, you know, we sell 100 million people, passengers flew AirAsia this year. 100 million people that we can get to immediately. So there's so much to do. It's actually daunting. It's so exciting, but a lot of work. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a natural fix overnight. We're going to find new ways of marketing, and you're going to find new ways of reaching, taking our music from our artists and getting it to the consumer. So lots of exciting things. Can't give away too much, but there's some pioneering ideas as well, which is going to excite the whole industry, which is going to be great for everyone, particularly to all this incredible Asian talent here.
All right, good stuff. Curious to see what you guys have up your sleeve.
Yeah.
But looking away, you look at the K-pop industry, you look at the Latin music industry, they have spent years and years developing a kind of a strong infrastructure for where they scout, train, cultivate talents of global quality. Do you guys have a desired timeline where A-pop can reach that level?
The work starts now. I mean, as I said, we signed Janine Weigel. You know, the fact is she's an incredible talent. She has 1.5 million followers on Instagram, 3.5 million viewers on YouTube. She already reaches an audience already. We know that we have, with the right producers who we're talking to at the moment, with the right songs, to collaborate with her. You know, we want to bring out her talents, just like we want to bring out all the other talents. You know, this is not just about churning out music that's the same as everything else. We want to have a cultural reference point. This will take time in terms of the studio and the creative. And, you know, the difference is that, yes, Korean K-pop and J-pop and also Latin music took its time. But no one put a model into the market like we have in terms of what do Universal do amazingly to be the number one in their field. What AirAsia do to be number one in their field. That's what no one else has been able to do. And we hope that's going to be the catalyst to have these two machines working in sync together to achieve the best results in the fastest time. And, you know, we want to have music out this year. In the middle of next year, depending on how it goes in the studio. You know, the doors are open now. As soon as that press release went, we're working. We're doing everything we can to get this machine into full stride.
Sticking with that kind of cultural reference scenes, K-pop, J-pop, Latin music, all sing in their native language, right? Will you be pushing artists to make music in their own language?
Of course, it's so important. I mean, the fact that you're talking about Janine Weigel, she's actually half German, half Thai.
Yep.
So, and she also obviously speaks English, Thai, German, and she's also learning Mandarin. It's very important that she wants to sing in Thai. So we want to touch everyone in terms of their cultural references. So, and culture is everywhere. So, you know, Janine is half German and she's very proud of it. So, you know, of course, we will not ignore her German roots. So everywhere, anyone we want to sign, we want to have this cultural reference point. Otherwise, we're just going to be churning out more music that's the same as everything else, and we don't want to do that.
I see Red Records as one step of AirAsia's goal of becoming a lifestyle brand. And is Red Records a sign of more projects to come?
Exactly. As you think, well, it's a very good point. Yeah, AirAsia, the transformation, Tony's talked about it a lot, and how we're developing into a lifestyle brand and how we want to explore lifestyle more. And there's going to be so much going on, you know, with Tony, even from well-being to even to restaurants with Santan, which I think you saw opened last week.
That's right.
There's so much more to what we're going to be doing in terms of touching people's lives through different lifestyles. And a lot of that will come out more with AirAsia.com. And also we know that music is so engaging. And, you know, what we would like to offer is in terms of, you know, engagement to all of our passengers and to generally anyone who visits AirAsia, whether it's AirAsia.com or on our plane, they want to feel that the whole lifestyle attached to it. And we all know music touches so many hearts, like probably no other.
Just heard from Hassan Chaudhuri. He's the head of music for the AirAsia Group and the CEO of the newly formed Red Records in partnership with UMG.
So we'll be hearing a lot more A-pop soon.
Yeah, so keep your ears and eyes out for more from Red Records. I loved one thing though, that they will put out music in native languages. I just would love to see a Malaysian song sung in BM, making it on the world stage. Yeah. That'll be something else. Right, we're going to continue talking a little bit later about how artificial sounds can save the environment. But first up, here's one of, I guess I consider this another modern classic from 2017 from Songstress Kalala. This is taken from one of my favorite R&B albums over the last decade. It's called Take Me Apart. It's her debut album. And here's a taste of it. Here's Kalala on the Pulse with the track Frontline.